Have you ever wanted to go online and buy some fresh, locally grown tomatoes or kale? If all goes as planned, this summer, Haines residents will have that option. A group of area nonprofits are starting up an online farmers marketplace to connect producers and fishermen with buyers. The goal is to encourage and grow the local food economy.
How'd your plants look?
Oh, the ones that you started? The zucchinis? I told you, everything in your greenhouse looks beautiful.
A group of gardeners is gathered around a laptop in the Haines Public Library. They're here to learn about a new option to sell their extra produce.
Salt and Soil Marketplace.
Yeah, so like you can go to the home.
The Salt and Soil Marketplace is an online farmer's market.
Meredith Pocart heads the Tokchinik Watershed Council, one of four organizations behind this initiative.
And it'll be a place where local growers and fishermen and food foragers and gardeners, basically anything that you could sell at a farmer's market, including crafts, you can sell through the Salt and Soil Marketplace online.
Pocart says the idea started a few years ago when Tokchinik coordinated between local growers and the school to supply potatoes and carrots in school lunches. From there, the idea grew. The Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition conducted a feasibility study to assess the market in Haines for what's called a food hub. The report emphasized Haines and the entire state of Alaska's reliance on outside food shipments.
Most of the food in our grocery stores comes in on a barge each week, and it's a kind of a necessity for maintaining our communities. It's not like we're going to completely do away with that, but the more that we can produce locally and buy locally, that keeps that money within our community, and it just healthier. It's kind of all around. It fosters more of a sense of community and a sense of place.
Haines already has a farmers market on Saturdays during the summer, and some farmers and gardeners have their own systems to sell their food to other people. But Pocart says those options don't meet the full demand. She hopes an online market will give more people access to local food.
Hopefully it ends up being easy on both the vendor and the consumer, and that way it can encourage more people to develop a food business and kind of foster that and test it out on a small scale and see how it goes and if their products sell.
This year, the Salt and Soil Marketplace is testing this approach in just Haines and Juneau. But the goal is to expand to more parts of Southeast if all goes well this summer. People who buy products on Salt and Soil will have to pick up their orders at specified locations and times. In Haines, the options are Saturday mornings at the farmers market or Monday afternoons at the Tokchinik office. In Juneau, pickups will be Thursdays at Hooked Seafoods. In the next few weeks, Pocart is working to get producers signed up on the website. Gardener Leslie Evenden has been helping.
We got Gina signed on, but I can't get her to the producer's page.
Pocart says there might be some technology issues to work out, but the plan is for the site to start taking orders at the beginning of June. The marketplace is funded for 3 years through a USDA grant. Pocart says the goal is for the program to eventually pay for itself so it can continue in future years. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.